Module 8, Setting Up on Elk. Introduction. In the previous module on locating elk, I concluded with some brief comments on your approach after you locate the elk. All of the information in that module up to that point is applicable to any hunting style, weapon, or season. At this point, however, I'm going to deviate and focus the information in the next two modules specifically on hunting during the rut, and more specifically, on calling. When it comes to calling an elk, there are really three phases of the call-in. Locating the elk, discussed in the previous module, setting up on the elk, and then the actual calling sequence. In this module, I'm going to focus on the critical piece that connects the locating to the calling. The setup. In my opinion, the setup is perhaps the most critical part of the elk hunt. I'm not saying it's necessarily the most important, but it does seem that success or failure is often determined most at this point of the hunt. It's also the point where there are the most factors that can influence the outcome of the hunt. I can't tell you how many times I've been close to getting an elk and not sealed the deal. And the obstacle that stands between being close and being successful is usually the setup. In this module, I'm going to continue the previous discussion on approaching the elk and talk about getting into the zone. I'm also going to talk about one of the most effective parts of the setup that I feel will do more to increase your chances of success than anything else, and that is hunting with a partner. If you're serious about calling elk, the information in this module is going to be vital to improving your success.